Hardy Boys in the mystery of the haunted house.
That's the Black Hawk Hotel. And there's Dad.
Now what do you have to say?
I see, but I don't believe it. What's Dad doing at the Black Hawk Hotel if he told us he wanted to go fishing at the lake? Even if he didn't live with us, I don't feel right following my own father.
Doesn't seem to bother him.
Something's going on, Joe.
One thing's for sure. That is not a fishing trip.
Follow him on foot.
Hold it. You don't mean in there.
You know a better way to find out what's going on?
I'm not sure I want to know what's going on in a cemetery. What's he doing now?
Same thing we are. Sneaking around a cemetery in the dark. Hey, here he comes.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go. Hey, what are you doing? You crazy? He's right behind us. Fine time to be stealing cough drops.
I'm not stealing cough drops. I'm lifting a fingerprint.
I've got to warn him.
Wait. We got to think before we move. Dad didn't tell us about this case for a reason. We could stumble and mess with something very important.
Yeah, but Dad doesn't know he's being followed.
How do we know that? Dad was a New York City cop for over 20 years.
So what do?
We get back to the office, call Dad at the hotel, and tell him he's being followed. He must have said something, even if it didn't seem important at the time. Try to remember.
If it didn't seem important at the time, why would I remember?
Well, Joe, we're just going to have to level with her and tell her what's going on.
What is going on?
Yes, what is going on?
We don't know.
Fascinating.
Callie, have you noticed how Dad's been acting very suspicious and secretive?
Oh, since when is a fishing trip suspicious?
Since he didn't take his fishing gear with him.
We saw him a few hours ago in Emmettville.
Well, there must be some mistake. I made reservations for your father at the lake.
Callie, Herbie Stallmaster saw Dad at the county seat yesterday morning. He's coming out of the Black Hawk Hotel.
We called and he was registered. We went over there.
Well, there's got to be a reason. It's obviously none of our business. Or at least not mine. Now, look, I finished the letters your dad left for me, and I'd like to lock up and go home.
Well, we'll lock up. We want to look around.
Yeah.
Night.
Good night. You know, I think she's right. We have no right to pry into Dad's cases when we're not asked.
I think Dad was afraid of involving us. And now we know he could be in real danger. Yes, Blackhawk Hotel? Mr. Hardy's room, please.
Hey, what are you doing? He's going to kill us when he finds out we were following him.
I don't think so. Yes, Hardy. Fenton Hardy. Not when he finds out about the man we saw on his tail. Are you sure? I know he was there this morning. Yeah, when was that? Okay, thank you.
Well?
He checked out an hour ago.
Well, that's that. He's probably on his way home to tell us all about the case right now.
Inside the car. You ride with him and follow me. Let's go.
Who are you?
All in due time, Mr. Hardy. All in due time. Come on, let's go.
Look, wait a minute. Hasn't this gone far enough?
Down the stairs.
Lovely. Did you fellas do it yourselves, or did you hire a decorator?
Mr. Hardy, it's my hope that you're going to take these questions I'm about to ask you very seriously.
And if I don't?
You'll be here a long time.
Look, who are you? Local gangsters? International syndicate? What is this?
Mr. Rigby will ask the questions.
Mr. Rigby? All right, what is it you want?
You've been investigating the grave of a man named Bronson. Why?
Because I was hired to, that's why.
What has Bronson to do with your client?
My client's interests are confidential.
Not anymore.
Who is your client?
That also is confidential.
Hardy, we can find out very easily who hired you.
Oh, then why did you find it necessary to kidnap me?
Kidnap? Oh, are you under the impression that you've been kidnapped?
Well, Mr. Hardy, nothing could be farther from the truth. I mean, you're free to go.
Just as soon as you tell us who hired you.
There are just too many possibilities. I can't find any one new case that stands out.
I got a beauty that stands out here. Take a look at that.
Looks like a thumbprint.
Boys, it's almost 11 o'clock.
We're through here. First thing in the morning, we'll try to retrace all of Dad's last known movements. Good night.
What for? Your father will be home from his fishing trip in the morning.
Can't wait to see what he caught.
Now, what is it you two aren't telling me?
There's nothing to tell, Aunt Gertrude. We're just as much in the dark as you are.
In the dark about what? Joe?
How long are we going to give him?
We'll wait till the lights go out, let him get to sleep. Then we'll get to work.
Nothing to it, but you know how.
If Hardy won't tell us who or where his client is, then it's got to be in his record somewhere in here.
See if you can find a phone log or something over there. I'll check the files. I don't see any phone log.
I know I heard a noise from downstairs.
Hey, lights just went on.
No, it sounded more like it was coming from Dad's office.
Frank, I locked the door like I promised Callie.
You did? It's open now.
They're coming in.
Frank, look out!
Joe, you all right?
Terrific. What hit me, a train?
Just stay put, I'll be back.
Stay put? Where are you going?
Step on it, that hardy kid is gonna come after us.
Son, we'd like a word with you.
Joe? Hey, Gertrude?
Frank, what happened to your pants?
Joe, would you tell this officer what happened?
Excuse me, ma'am, if you don't mind. We'd like to ask the questions.
Is Mr. Hardy in, ma'am?
No, he's due in tomorrow.
In the meantime, someone broke into his office. You can see the pick marks on the door.
Oh, yeah. Harlan, there are some marks here. Sure they weren't there before.
You fellas have any way of knowing if anything is missing?
I just found a lot of open drawers and scattered papers, but I lifted a fingerprint off the top of the filing cabinet.
It takes a specialist to lift fingerprints, son.
I know, I'm a specialist.
You'd probably find your own fingerprints. Or your father's.
No. If you want to go downstairs to the lab, I'll show you.
Lab, huh?
Sure, it's a perfect match to the print I found on the box of cough drops.
Cough drops? Cough drops?
At the cemetery. That means you can use the license number of that car to get out an APB.
What car? What APB?
Well, they didn't turn on their lights, so I couldn't see in the dark. But if the prints were the same, it was probably the same car we saw following our father in Emmettville. RFB-110. RFB-110.
Look, we'll get this out on the air. When your father comes home in the morning, you'll have him let us know if anything's missing. I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't even know if there's been a crime. And in the meantime, you fellas, you stay off the streets in your pajamas. In other words, you go to bed.
Bed. Bed! That's it!
Wish my kid had mind like that.
We'll check back with you in the morning, ma'am. Good night.
Night, ma'am.
Good night. Now then, what's all this about? Cemeteries, Emmettville, what has this got to do with your father?
It's here. What? Look, Bronson, Emmettville Cemetery, that's where we follow Dad. What? It's an abbreviation. I can't read it for sure, but I think it says Haunted House in Brookdale, Tuesday, 2 a.m. sunny. Now, I know we're all having nightmares. Dad's the last man in the world to believe in haunted houses. It's here. It's the last entry, plus the name Sunny, Tuesday, 2 a.m. That's tomorrow. It's tonight, 2 hours after midnight.
Wow. I'll be darned.
I'm feeling a whole lot better, I can tell you that.
I'll feel better when we find Dad. I don't see his car. Someone named Sonny?
Toughen on your right.
house. If you survive the ordeal, we look forward to your joining us in the main crypt. If not, happy hereafter.
Frank.
Don't worry, it's just like being in an amusement park.
I'm not amused.
There's got to be a way out of here. Never start with the obvious.
Terrific. A child could get out of this place. Simply,
we better find a child.
We won't discuss that one. This is it.
Now we're getting someplace.
Didn't you used to go with her?
Forget that. Let's find Sunny.
At least he's having a good time.
And maybe he knows where he's going.
Follow that ghost. Well, now what?
This is what. Aha! Hey, there's stairs. Wow.
This is getting monotonous.
And redundant.
Swell, now what do we do?
Let's follow the music. This way.
This is amazing.
No, this is a maze.
How do you know we're not back in the same room we started from?
Because of all these guys?
It's not very reassuring. Wonder how long he's been stuck in here.
Would it be possible to talk to Sunny?
Not until he goes on break.
We'll just have a couple of burgers and wait.
Right this way, gentlemen. This is your waitress, Madge. Have a good evening.
Well, two cheeseburgers and a couple of Cokes. What do you put on them?
Everything's on the side.
What are you worrying about cheeseburgers for? We've got work to do.
Well, if we're going to pay for them, they ought to be the way we like them.
We're looking for Sunny. Would you tell him we'd like to talk to him when he gets a break?
Sure.
You know, you make some detective. I'd like to see you follow a guy more than the block without stopping for a burger.
I'm a growing boy. I need nourishment.
Yeah, I think we found Sunny.
I don't think he's exactly excited about seeing us either.
Let's go.
Sonny!
You check that side of the house. I'll go into the parking lot.
Sonny! Sonny, where are you? Sonny! Sonny! Sunny!
Sonny! Sonny! Hey, what's the matter with you?
What do you want with me? Who are you?
Who are you? What do you want with my father?
Your father?
Yeah, Fenton Hardy. You're supposed to be meeting him here?
You're Fenton Hardy's son.
Yeah, and I'm worried about him.
How did you find out about me?
Can I sit up? You're kind of heavy. My father disappeared, or at least I'm afraid he did, and I think you had something to do with it.
How do I know I can trust you?
Is my father working for you?
Yeah, but he lied to me. He told me he wasn't going to tell anybody.
He didn't lie. I found his notebook in his bedroom. Someone else wants that notebook. They broke into the house tonight.
I gotta get out of here.
You're not going anywhere until you tell me about my father. My father could be in trouble for helping you.
You set me up, you...
Sonny! Frank! Joe! What happened?
I found Sonny. He's running for his life. I've never seen anyone so scared. I'm going after
him. I'm coming with you.
No, it's almost 2:00. Go inside and see if Dad shows. I'm gonna see if I can pick up Sonny's trail.
What if he doesn't show?
Get the trail bike out of the van and come after me.
Okay.
Hardy? Time to lay our cards on the table, Mr. Hardy.
I've been a cop for 20 years. I'm getting pretty good at reading cards. I'd say you're about to show me your badges.
Badges?
CIA, FBI, military intelligence. I'd say Navy first. The shoes, the haircut. You've got a Navy insignia on your lighter. What did I stumble into?
A mess. You're helping a young man. I don't know what he's calling himself now, but we want him.
Why? Who is he?
He was a Navy attaché working out of NATO. He disappeared for 48 hours. Military police found him wandering in his shorts at sub-zero. His recollection of the events during those 48 hours? Absolutely nil.
You're going to a lot of trouble to check out a sailor's binge.
He was military attaché to Commander Buchholz. He knew every secret in NATO.
His mind came back to us a complete blank. Something terrible might have happened to him.
Then why did you turn him loose?
We didn't. He escaped from a Navy hospital.
What happens if I tell you where he is?
Something has triggered his recall. He didn't know the name Bronson before. It's possible he can now fill in that 48-hour gap. Tell us what happened.
It seems I don't have much choice. That is, if you're telling me the truth.
It's the truth.
All right. I'll bring him to you.
Really gonna cut him loose.
Of course not. Stay with him. I'm gonna have to do something about that grave.
Tonight?
When else?
By morning, the whole thing could have blown up in our faces.
Now get going and don't lose him. Hello, this is Rigby. I'm gonna need some muscle right now.
Is that you, Fenton? Where are you? You don't know what's been going on. Are you all right?
I'm fine, Gert.
I told you I wouldn't be home until morning.
But Frank and Joe and the police and those awful burglars.
Wait a minute, Gert. Slow down now. What's going on? Where are the boys now?
Looking for you. They went to Brookdale. A haunted house.
Oh, no. Listen, when you hear from them, tell them to turn around and get back home and wait until they hear from me. I'm on a very sensitive case. It could all blow up in my face any minute.
Well, then you better get back here right now. Let the police handle it.
I have a client that requires confidentiality, Gert. I've promised it to him, and he's going to get it. I'm on my way to Emmettville. I have to protect some evidence. I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, but what if the boys don't come back?
Gert, if anything serious happens, you call the police here in Emmettville. Tell them they can find me at the cemetery.
The cemetery?
Stop worrying. I'll be all right. Now just don't tell the boys where I am. Deal?
It's a deal.
Sonny! Sonny!
I'm tired. We're closing the place up. I gotta get my checks in. Now, what do you mean you can't pay for those two cheeseburgers?
I can pay for them. I just can't pay for them yet. My brother's got the money.
Hey, Matt, you're holding us up. We can't close the register on account of you.
Yeah? Talk to this one. He says he ain't paying for his two cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah? What was wrong with him? Did you send him back?
Send him back? He ate them both. Says his brother's gonna pay for him.
I'm sorry, but I was expecting my father to meet me here. He's a detective, Fenton Hardy.
Detective?
You can call the police department. They all know him.
Police department?
I came in here on account of the trouble out back. I'll leave you my watch and my wallet. I'll be back with you later to settle up, all right?
Did he say trouble out back?
That's what he said.
Hey, Madge, this could be bad for business. Listen, keep it under your hat. We don't want to scare anybody.
Sonny!
Show. That's bad news. Any sign of Sonny?
He changed direction, headed downhill.
Okay.
House.
It's locked.
I told you the place is closing up.
He must have come back here. His tracks lead back here, and there are two other cars in the lot besides ours.
There's got to be another way in. Let's find it.
Look.
Frank?
Got it.
Great.
Wait a second. There's two cars besides ours. If Sonny owns one of them, who owns the other one?
What difference does it make? We've got to find Sonny.
Could make a difference.
Will? We can straighten this all out, Will. Promise. I only want to talk to you.
I got a funny feeling we're being watched. If he didn't want to talk to us before, he isn't going to want to talk to us now.
Will? Will, are you here?
We gotta find him. He's the key to what happened to Dad. Here once before.
We followed the music before. I don't hear any music.
Shh.
Will, we've got to talk this
voices.
Over. Will, I'm going to take you back with me.
No. It must be coming from the next room.
Terrific. Where's the next room?
I've always been good to you. You know that.
You're not here to help me.
Why would you say that? Do you know who I am?
Yes, I know you. You know me from before.
You're beginning to remember. It's all coming back to you. That's too bad.
Sonny! Sonny, we want to help!
If you hadn't run away in Europe, we could have worked everything out. We can still work it out.
No. No.
Will! Come back! Will!
What was that?
Sonny!
We just want to talk to you.
No! No, he's after me. My way!
Gotta trust someone.
Move! Move this way!
Get me out of here!
fine. We've got Dad's client, but he's in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Don't worry. Everything's under control now. We're hoping he can lead us to Dad.
Your father's fine. I talked to him only a half an hour ago.
He called from where?
He was on his way to see that nothing happened to his evidence.
What evidence?
Never mind.
You boys are to come home right now. Your father's orders.
Here. Aunt Gertrude, Father doesn't know that we have his client with us, and that someone's trying to threaten him.
Oh, dear.
And that someone could be following us right now. Where's Dad?
He went to the cemetery in Emmettville.
Emmettville. Thanks, Aunt Gertrude. We'll be in touch.
Now, Frank. Frank!
Frank!
Bye, Aunt Gertrude.
Oh.
You heard her. Our father's out risking his neck for you, just like he promised. Now, what's this all about? Why is that man after you?
Look, it's all coming back to me, but in just pieces.
What's coming back?
I was in a military hospital, Navy. They were trying to get me to remember. I'd been through some sort of shock, and I didn't want to remember.
Remember what?
Who I was, what happened to me. They told me that I'd been working for our military forces in Europe, that I knew all kinds of secrets that would help an enemy. One day I disappeared for 48 hours. At the same time, some very important files were missing. When they found me, I didn't know who I was or what had happened to me. So to avoid international embarrassment over somebody selling out our allies, they leaked out the story that they had found me dead. After all, I didn't really know who I was anyway.
So who's trying to hurt you?
The one who really sold us out.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I think you do. I think you can identify the man. I think that's why he's after you.
Don't you see? If I tell you, he's gonna have to come after you too.
There's Dad's car. There's no sign of him. All right, Jay, you stay in the car with Sonny. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, get out of here and go get help. If I don't come back, I want you to get out of here as quickly as you can. You understand?
Stay at the van.
I was worried about you. You seen Dad?
No, I can't find him. I figured he probably came to see the grave that he'd seen earlier. My guess is that it says Bronson on it, but I can't find it.
Well, I'll help you look for it.
Well, somebody's got to stay with Sonny. What if he takes off, if he's our only link with Dad?
I'll go back and get him.
Okay, I'll keep looking. Twisted my leg, but I'll be fine. Who did this to you?
Some guys from Navy Intelligence. I don't think they wanted to hurt me, but they sure didn't want me to see what they were doing either.
What were they doing?
Well, as near as I can figure it, they were trying to rob an empty grave.
Why would they do that?
They faked the death of Will Brunson. You know him as Sonny. He had done something that was embarrassing to our friends in the military.
He sold some secrets. I know all about it, but he didn't do it. He told us.
He told you? You mean he's got his memory back?
Yeah, and someone's trying to get him.
Oh, he could be in real danger, Frank. Where's Joe?
He's making sure that Sonny doesn't take off.
Okay, you stay off that leg. I'm gonna go get help and see if I can find Joe.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Commander.
It pains me to be here now like this. You were a son to me.
I felt the same. You were like the father I never had. I couldn't believe you'd done it. I wouldn't believe it. Maybe that's why I blacked it out.
You shouldn't put anyone too high on a pedestal, Will. We're all human. If you'd only given me the chance to explain.
How could you explain selling us out?
I was being blackmailed for something I did, Will. Something human. But it was going to cost me everything. My career, my family. I didn't think those papers I sold them were all that important.
It wasn't your decision to make.
You're going to have to come with me now.
Hi there.
Oh, thank you. You know what I don't understand is why the phony grave?
The Navy suspected Will of selling them out because he was missing at the same time some files were missing.
So in order to gain some time, they invented the cover story that he had died.
We were very thorough. Unfortunately, we knew Mr. Hardy would order the grave dug up and they'd find it empty. The cover story for your death would be blown.
So we got the empty coffin out of there. Thank you. We were just trying to protect you, Sonny. Will. We were sure you hadn't taken the files, but we didn't know who had, and you couldn't help us.
So when Will escaped, he set himself up for the one who really stole the papers.
Well, some people thought that he might have escaped because he was guilty. I never put much stock in that amnesia business.
I couldn't believe the commander had done it. I guess it just cracked.
What's going to happen to the commander now?
What happens to anybody who breaks all the rules? He's going to have to pay.
Will, I think the Navy will be pleased with our report. And, Mr. Hardy, I want to thank you and your two boys.
Well, let us know the next time the Navy intelligence needs help with a case, and I'll see if the boys are available.
My hero.
Hey, when am I? Chopped liver over here?